The Brown Berets in Fresno organized a demonstration in response to the verdict delivered in the Oscar Grant case.
We are all Oscar Grant, no justice, no peace. We are all Oscar Grant, no justice, no peace.
Dallas Blanchard, one of the protesters, gave his reaction to the verdict.
He should have been convicted of cold-blooded murder because that's what he did. He shot someone at point-blank range in the back while his partner had his knee on his neck.
Debbie Reyes, an organizer for the California Prison Moratorium Project, said she attended the Fresno demonstration to show solidarity with others around the state.
Because what happens in the Bay Area or in Los Angeles happens everywhere. It happens everywhere, and it's really important for us to come out here in Fresno, and we have a crowd gathering here, and that's really great to see, because finally we have some community members that are willing to sacrifice sitting at the table, having dinner with their families to come out and talk about justice and peace.
Ashley Fairburn was also on the street corner of Fresno and C Street, with police officers positioned across the street watching the demonstration.
Because we have to represent our communities all over California and represent that this is not okay, because it does happen here and it happens throughout the valley, in Modesto, in Madera, and anywhere else, just like it happens in LA and it happens anywhere where police are allowed to be seen as some sort of form of public safety, when really all they're doing is attacking our communities and taking all of our funds out of our communities. So we in Fresno need to represent and say that that's not okay.
Fairburn also commented on Officer Johannes Messerly's shooting of Oscar Grant.
So, you know, for someone to say they grabbed the wrong weapon, I mean, first of all, if you can't tell the difference between a gun and a taser, you really shouldn't be a police officer.
Gloria Hernandez described a case in Madera, a small town 20 miles north of Fresno, where a young man was shot to death while in the back seat of a police car. The officer involved in that case also claimed she thought she was using her stun gun.
Torres was, they were having a football game, watching football. There was an incident, the cops came. They put him in the back, he was handcuffed, and they put him in the back seat, and supposedly he was making noise. And the woman was going to use the taser on a restrained person and instead used her gun.
Relatives of Oscar Grant who live in Fresno showed up at the demonstration. Colleen Rafferty, a cousin, reacted to the verdict.
I was very disappointed. I feel that Officer Messerly should have been given second-degree murder. There were so many things that were withheld from the court as evidence. And if it was brought to the court as evidence, they would have found him guilty of second-degree murder.
Oscar's niece said she misses her uncle.
I like to see my Uncle Oscar one last time, but I never get to. But I miss him so much that it breaks my heart that he's not with us anymore.
Reporting for Indie Media, this is Mike Rhodes in Fresno.